Hello and welcome to Don't Evolve Me, the place like Ash Ketchum's Pikachu, we don't evolve, we just level up. And we're actually finally talking about Pokemon. It's been a while with Pixel Loose Michael Schumer. Hello.
How's it going, my man?
It goes. So Pokemon Legends EA, I feel like has been, I don't know, maybe it's just on my talk and probably on your talk. I don't know if it's like culture, like, but a lot of
it's
people
Pokemon. There's always a culture. It doesn't matter. You're gonna always, Pokemon games will just always like come up in some way or another.
So we're gonna answer the question that I think a lot of people are asking: is Pokemon Legends EA good? And I think there is one trend that the internet is going to, and I think we both have the opposite side of that trend.
Really?
Which is
okay.
Because the internet, for the most part, from what I'm seeing, is hating on this game.
Oh yeah. Okay. I thought you were saying we were on opposite sides of this. I'm like, I did not. Okay.
And which is weird. You usually agree with the internet that, oh, Pokemon, terrible game. But from our conversations, it doesn't appear that you are on that side.
Look, I mean, they did the thing I wanted them to do for the last fucking three generations. So they finally were like, maybe we should bring back the gimmick that we've been trying to recreate and just keep doing it worse and worse each time. I'm just saying.
No. So we're going to get into the game. So the internet hates this game for the obvious reasons is the graphics aren't great. It looks bad on the Switch. Switch 2 isn't much better. A lot of wallpaper, not a lot of depth. Some of the mechanics are meh. I'm hearing people say this is the worst game of all time. And I have a take.
All right, hit it.
My take is, if you want to hate this game, you have plenty to hate about. But if you genuinely go into the game just wanting to enjoy Pokemon, you're going to enjoy this game.
I'll add on to that.
Yeah.
I think this is just in general, maybe this is more deep cultural or like Pokemon culture thing. But Pokemon, especially in the last few generation, it's literally just the game franchise that people love to hate. You know what I mean?
Yeah, that too.
Because you're like, why? Because like, what happens to things? You people are like,
it's like
why
Star
does,
Wars.
Why do people like this? There's this game is better. This game is better. This game is better. It's like, okay, but it's not fucking Pokemon.
It's not Pokemon.
And I would say, like, what I also would proposition to those people, the people that are hating on it, is as somebody that did not like Scarlet and Violet, that even tried again, I gave it another chance. I played on Switch 2. Oh, yeah, we should definitely get into that. I played it on Switch 2 and was still just like, this game fucking, I'm just going to say, Scarlet and Violet sucks ass. It's a horrible Pokemon game, but there's very little like thought and care. It's just they just make an open world for the sake of an open world rather than actually being like,
I agree with that.
Okay, level scaling, how do we actually handle exploration in a fun, interesting way? How does the game not look like a third grader made it for their Roblox account? I think ZA, to me, maybe this is probably cope, but ZA to me is the first time in a very, very, very long time where I felt like Game Freak was holding themselves, A, to a higher standard, and B, to a level. And at B, I feel like it's the first time in a long time I played a Pokemon game where I'm like, oh, you guys actually loved making this game. I feel like there's a lot of love and care put into this game. Is it perfect? No. There's some gameplay stuff. And I'm really curious thoughts on the gameplay. That it's rough. Like I don't know if you've seen like Aegis Slash.
It kind of
got fucked by this game. But I also think this is the most fun Pokemon battles I've ever been for me personally. I'm like, this is literally what I wanted for years. This is just like my fucking Charizard ducking and weaving and then fucking shit up. Like it's so good.
I like the gameplay style. But I want to get to the Sword and Shield, or not Sword and Shield, Scarlet Violet, because I also replayed it. Got into the DLC because I bought it, never actually like got into it. I just found it very boring. Still is boring, but got kind of re into it. Played on Scarlet this time, not Violet, and kind of restarted. And my thoughts on the game is there was a lot of ideas that I liked. There was a lot of ideas that like I enjoyed, but they didn't go all out or make it. Like, they didn't do it properly. But I will say there is moments where I'm just like in a field and I'm seeing all these different Pokemon just kind of like scrambling around. And it feel like just in a moment, I'm just like, I enjoy this. Like this part, like sometimes the graphics look pretty decent. Sometimes it's just fun to catch and see a lot of different Pokemon. And that's kind of how I feel about, you know, Scarlet, Violet. I'm like, I enjoy moments of it. I think this moment is great. This game is great in moments, but it's not a really well like the game could have been so much more.
That's what I was just gonna say. It feels like somebody made a loaf of bread for you, and they took it out of the oven like 20 minutes too soon. Yeah, you're like, ooh, this is a really tasty piece, and then it's like, like puking it
that's
up.
That's the graphics.
Yeah, that's the graphics. And then I would also just say, like, some of the gameplay, like, oh, the fucking sandwich minigame. Oh, it just sends me. It makes me so mad. I'm like, sandwiches are stupid. This is just dumb.
Just want the shiny.
Fucking hey, like, there's so many. Like, I like this. I remember the stew. Wasn't there a curry mini, like, quasi mini game in Sword and Shield? I don't remember hating that. But I don't remember, like, I don't remember loving it, but I don't remember, like, despising it the way I despise the sandwich mechanics.
And I will say, too, like, the world, I did hate the world. Because, like, there was really cool parts, but, like, it was just very clearly a poorly made design where it's like, this isn't believable. This feels like a video game. This doesn't feel like a really lived in world. And I will say this.
We're talking about Paldea. I'm assuming Scarlet and Violet. Yeah, Paldea. Okay, okay. I just want to make sure.
But I will say that Lumio City and ZA also doesn't feel livable, but it's at least like, I feel like when you explore the rooftops or you explore different areas, you're finding different Pokemon. You're finding colorful screws that, you know, benefit you later on.
Those actually, that's been some of my favorite. Like, I don't like platforming that much, but I've actually been like, every time I see those fucking scaffolding things, I'm like, can I kind of get up here? And then
it's a fun, quick challenge. That's like, not a challenge, but it's like, you know, it kind of, you know, it feels like a palate cleanser a little bit from catching Pokemon.
Absolutely.
And like when you get up there, it's rewarding to a degree. It's like, okay, this isn't like great platforming. This could have been a lot better. But I'm like, it's at least rewarding by the sense of you either get to a rooftop with a really cool Pokemon on it or you get some type of move. Mm-hmm. So yeah. My thoughts on Pokemon Legends EA is I enjoyed it. My inner childhood is satisfied. And that's why I hate a lot of different parts about this game. I hated the Nintendo overreach. I'm trying to get as much money as possible. Having, you know, different mega evolutions behind different paywalls. I hate that they're already playing for a DLC. I hate that this game doesn't look that great. And you have it on a Switch 2 and you're charging $70 when really it's like this game would be so much better and more worth it if it's like a $40 game. That being said, my inner childhood was having a blast catching all these Pokemon. My inner child was having a blast seeing like the quick buttons rather than the turn order screen, because this feels like what Pokemon would be if I like, you know, died and then resurrected into a Pokemon world and I got to play that role. Like, that's what this feels like, right? You get to see your Pyroar running around. Is it perfect? No, the gameplay needs a lot of refinement, needs a lot of work for the next game. And I just played a little bit of the last like boss mission run and you know, you're battling a bunch of megas and it's chaotic. And there's a lot of times where my I'll summon a Pokemon and like immediately gets killed because like it's just the timing of it is off and you don't really choose where you get to throw your Pokemon. There's a lot of different things that like, you know, needs to be worked on to make this better. However, I like that they tried it. Like, the way I look at Pokemon games is I compare it to itself. I don't compare it to other games. I don't compare it to Legend of Zelda. I compare it to itself, and every time in these 3D games, they do improve. Is it to the level that they probably should?
I agree with you. The only argument I have, I think Scarlet Violet is the one time where I feel like they did take a step backwards.
No. I disagree with you. They took a step forward. Right, they just did it poorly. Because, like, here's the thing. Sword and Shield, open world-wise, fucking sucks. That is so linear. Like, you're literally going down a linear path, except for the wild area, and that was underdeveloped. Paldea, Scarlet Violet, at least had that wild zone there. Like, the whole region was there. It improved in that sense. It improved in, You doesn't matter which route you take. You know, you can do any gym, any challenge in any order. Now, should they have level, level scaling? Absolutely. But it's still a step in the right direction. It's
sure, just okay.
A very slow pace that we're like, we are 30 years into this. You should be not 20 years behind. And that's what it feels like for this franchise.
I would say like ZA feels like the game that would have blown everybody's minds if it came out 10 years ago.
Yeah.
People would have been for like, real. Holy shit.
Like if this was with Breath of the Wild.
Oh, yeah. I wouldn't say it's on par with that, like, quality-wise, but it would be like, people would be like, damn. So
like it's a Pokemon game. We don't expect this.
I have a couple different questions for you. Well, I have a statement and then a question for you.
Okay.
First, just kind of going with the gameplay thing, just one thing I love is exactly you said, it's just so much fun. I don't know if you've done any of the ranked battles yet, but I actually love them. They're
I haven't yet.
A giant clusterfuck of just chaos and it's just dumb. It's just broke as fuck. But nothing feels better than having a Mega Meganium launch a solar beam into three people and want to be like
nice.
So, but that and then just another thing is just like even there's layers to this where I feel like, and this kind of leads into my next question: if they continue to develop this battle system. There is additional like today I was right before I called you, I was playing and I was doing this battle and somebody launched a poison shot at me and I was already planning on switching out, but I swapped over to my another Pokemon and just dodged it. And I was like, oh shit. Like there's, you could do stuff like that. Like,
yeah,
there's like an actual action element to this. Be like, you're not hitting me with that flamethrower. See ya.
You could like run away, dodge moves, status moves. Matter more, you can do stealth rocks and it's like shit, I gotta like move my Pokemon out of the status rocks otherwise they're gonna get hit. Or stealth rocks, I believe status rocks, but like surf, you're actually surfing and you're moving forward.
I don't think I've seen surf's animation yet.
Yeah, it's really cool. Extreme speed, your Pokemon's going really fast, and like I love the quick and the charge up of it too, because the combination of like, you know, you go from a ranged attack then you go into a melee attack and then you hit him, like you can literally go from like, all right, range, extreme speed, get close, a lunge attack, and then boom, you hit him with a melee. And like having that combination is really fun to see, because like you can kill a Pokemon like that with if you have the right setup, and it was never like that in a turn-based system. You don't have those type of combos and you don't think of it that way, whereas like now I'm like, okay, I gotta think of like a 3D space rather than just a turn order. All right, how do I get my opponent, or how do I get my Pokemon closer, how do I get it from range, like for different mega battles, the boss battles, which I think are chaotic and a lot of times I hate it, but a lot of times
I was gonna say, how do you feel about the rogue mega evolution battle? I'll be honest with you, they're probably my least favorite part about some. I've seen people online that were like, oh, these are so much fun, and I'm like, if there was more strategy, which ones have I've done the first four of them.
Have you played Hawlucha yet?
Uh-uh.
Mega Hawlucha is just like, like after your guy, like another thing, your player is like targeted a lot. To the point you can't even attack. But like, there is some strategy. It's just not like enough or a lot.
Okay, that's part of it. I felt like those felt a little bit like underdeveloped, or like it's basically just spam the same move over and over again, which is I feel kind of defeated the point. Like on this game, I'm like I find myself cycling between. I'm like, I don't give a shit if this move's not effective. I just need to do something. I need DPS, baby, or defensive.
Yeah, and like that's another thing that I love about it too. It's like, okay, I can't just go long cooldown, long cooldown, long cooldown. It's all right, I need a long, I need a quick, I need a long, I need a quick. You know, I need a powerful move, and then I need a jab. Water shuriken for a ninja.
Oh, dude, like, yeah. Speaking of which, that's alone is the reason you need to do ranked, because when his mega water shuriken is fucking so sick. Yeah. Okay. It's so sick. I was like, he just grabs the fucking thing and whips it at the enemies. I'm like, right, okay, I see your game. So, but I'm not even doing it justice.
The true crime is there's no Ash form Greninja.
That is actually one thing I do not like, I hope they never do again, is like, don't ever release a form that does not exist in the other games. You know what I mean? Like, if you're gonna release a form, just make it a mainstay. And that's like, okay, so this brings me to my number one problem with Pokemon. Oh, actually, God,
it just needs to be a mega itself.
It just needs to be a mega itself. But I have what before we move on to my what I was going to discuss, which I think is my kind of questions going forward, is how do you feel about the gameplay? Should Pokemon Legends adopt this as its mainstay battling system?
Oh, okay. I straight up think Pokemon itself should just adopt this.
I mean, I agree, but man, you say that online and you get some pissed people. And I'm like, God, like, it just needs to evolve. Like, they either need to do something to spice up the turn-based combat other than, like, gimmicks. Because gimmicks, I think some, I saw it best. Somebody just said, and this is what I was going to bring up before. This ties perfectly into this. Mega Evolution was the perfect gimmick. Yes. Okay? I'm glad you agree, because I was going to make this very easy. Because they've been trying to capture Mega Evolution for literally the last three generations, and it just doesn't. Just shown time and time again, it does not work. Mega was just like perfect.
It was
like you can give a weak Pokemon a big punch up. Be like, okay, this guy kind of sucks right now, so let's give it a Mega, make it more competitively viable, give it some different abilities. And yeah, there's some balancing shit they could absolutely fix, and like maybe not make them just jacked as fuck, but there's ways they can correct that. I think that Z moves were like, okay, well, everybody should be a little bit powerful, but who the fuck uses Z? Like, I think I was talking to my buddy Dakota yesterday, and I was telling him about how I think if I ranked the gimmicks in order, I would say Mega Evolution is top. Like, nothing to me, nothing beats it, not even close. Gameplay wise, I would give it to Terastallization next because it offers ability to mess with people's percent. I don't not design wise. If you ask me design wise, then it goes to the dead bottom. But
hey, there's a crown that looks like a Charizard.
Stop. Yeah. But and then I think Dynamax, G-Max would be the third, because I feel like it's just a poor man's Mega Evolution where it's like, okay, you guys are kind of trying to do that again, but without
honestly.
Really? I thought you would be more of a fan of it.
I was a fan of the battles, like, in the gym. I just enjoyed the music and the atmosphere, and then I get to a take that I have about Pokemon that I'll get to. No, it's lost for me because it's just Mega Evolution, and I'm like, I'd rather just have Mega Evolutions.
And I agree that
makes
that
more sense. Giant Pokemon, because of energy, and you have to have, to me, like, the world building behind it is, like, why would you have like a huge stadium around that, because that to me just seems dangerous and dumb when you can just have Mega Evolutions.
Fucking building size Charizard blasting everybody with 32 dead at Galar Stadium. The Charizard's flames got out of control, and the fire suppression system didn't kick on in time.
If you're not, like, you know, when you're battling that, and like individually you have like a tiny Eevee or you have a tiny Mon that beats it, you're like, then what's the point of getting big?
Yeah, exactly.
So to me, that's last. Z move, I think, maybe second for me, just because.
Really?
It's just like a, you know, once per match, you get a really cool move with one of your Pokemon.
That's why I don't like it. It's a one off thing, and you have to sacrifice an item slot for it. That's the big thing for me.
Oh, yeah.
If you didn't have to sacrifice an item slot for it, like, I'm just saying from a strictly gameplay standpoint. I don't know if you've ever done like Pokemon Showdown before. It's super fun. It basically lets you, like, I'll send it. I think you'd enjoy it. But it's like a turn-based battle simulator. It's literally on your phone. It's just like, hey, do you want to do Pokemon battles on the ground? Go. It's like what champions it's probably going to be.
Oh, right.
But lower budget. Anyways. But I remember being like, why the fuck would I ever give up the ability to have something like, I'm not super into the competitive
scene. Megastone?
Like a Mega Stone, or what do you call it? Like an eject, but there's like the other items, or like a Quick Claw or something like that, or leftovers. Like, why would I ever sacrifice that just to be able to do one special move once for a game? That's where my problem with it is. And I think I think these all tie back to Mega Evolution is still, it just shows, like, this is the best way you guys have used this mechanic.
Just sick of the gimmicks.
Yeah, I just want to just give me Mega Evolutions. Let's just be done with it. We'll forget about all this. You can occasionally throw up, like, if the leaks are true about what the next Legends game will be, which I think we'll get into a little bit later,
yes,
then there could be some room to bring back them in forms. But I think we can safely retire the rest. It's very clear that Mega Evolution just works better than anything else.
I prefer Mega Evolutions. I mean, seeing different mons, just get a different evolution, different design. It's like a fresh version of something old, you know? Mm-hmm. It's like taking a traditional idea and modernizing it and adding to it and adding to the lore rather than throwing a whole gimmick that you're not going to care about the next game cycle.
That's the problem too, is like they just need to stop with like doing one-off generation gimmicks. And like, this is the other thing I talked to my buddy Dakota about. Back in the day, the gimmicks were shit like the berry crushing machine in Hoenn. It was like, oh, this is kind of a unique, like, new thing to this region. And or like the Pokénav or the Pokéwalker from Soul Silver. Like, it was a thing that was directly tied to the generation. Mm-hmm. And you maybe would be like, oh, that was so cool, I like that.
Or the Joy-Con for Let's Go Eevee type of thing.
Yeah, you can, like,
never really use it for anything else.
Yeah, it's just like, it was a way to let you experiment with, just to give like the generation its own unique flavor. But you never were like, oh, I lost something by going to the next generation. Like, Mega Evolution, when they got rid of that, I was like, this is stupid. Like, it ties back to what you're saying.
Too.
Like the Ash Greninja thing, it's like, why introduce it if you're just going to take it away? Especially when it ties into the gameplay, which is arguably the most important part of the game. Yeah.
I'm happy they brought it back. I think that was something that, like, a lot of people wanted. Mm-hmm. And it's cool that there is other, like, because, like, old Pokemon, like Starmie, for example, get back into the spotlight. A lot of people hate Mega Starmie. Knowing that it's an Ultraman like reference, so like the hiya, hi, like having those sound effects, and then him being the Starmie being this giant monster, I'm just like, okay, knowing the reference, it's cool in that regard.
Okay.
It is really ridiculous looking. Not where I would, you know, take Mega Starmie. Maybe we'll get a second Mega Starmie that, you know, adds like a third level at the back, but in a sense, like, that's lame too, you know, because it's obvious. Whereas like this one's like, all right, I didn't expect it, but that thing is silly looking and also fucking deadly. Like, when it's like, all right, I'm coming after you, it's like right on you,
just runs after you.
So, and like, it's not like other Megas don't have a silly design. Maybe that's the most silliest, just because the legs are funny. But like,
yeah, it definitely is, like, by far, like, I'll be honest, it's by far the laziest Mega Evolution design.
Is it lazy though, knowing the reference?
Okay, let me say this. I wish they would have just punched up like the, like, give it a, like, a different colors, maybe, like, or whatever, like, you know, add some black stripes or something just to give it a little extra kick. That, but I don't necessarily hate that they just basically gave it legs. So ridiculous.
Maybe because everyone hates it, I just like it more because it's just ridiculous.
It's like, gonna be one of those things in like 10 years, somebody's like, that's my favorite Mega. I'm like, why? Like, it's dumb as fuck. I love it.
Just watch it run. And it's just like, you're like, okay, I see your point. Actually, I think my favorite new Mega was Mega Phalanx. Just
that one is
it's so dope. It's so Japanese. It's so like, all right, we're gonna be a Megatron type of thing. I'm like, yep. I see it like floating around. I'm like, that's dope. Like, that's just a cool design.
I haven't seen it in gameplay yet, but I've just seen like the leaks of it. You picked Totodile as your starter, right?
No, I picked Chikorita.
Oh, that's right. Yeah, dude, Mega Magnum. I will say, fucking love it. So cool. It's like such a simple design, but it's punched up. It is. But
the weird thing is, it's the fastest of all the starters, but it's still super, like, slow. Yeah, it's the fastest of all the starters. It's the best Pokemon to start with. Other than maybe Feraligatr, just because Feraligatr has a more diverse moveset, where Magnesium doesn't have that. But, like, I just found myself using pretty much any other Pokemon in battle, just because like it's so much quicker. Also, Boys is the man.
I've that's what I've seen the meme of that thing basically just be like a nuclear bomb.
Like, there's so many times where like I'm actually starting to lose, and I'll just throw up, you know, the hair cross,
and he just fucking takes it.
Shit's done. All right, can I talk to a couple, one of my takes about this game?
Yes,
I
have let's hit it. Do you
want the Tawny hate, or do you want what style that I want this Pokemon game? Let's do Tawny hate, and we'll get into like what we want from future games. Mm-hmm. All right, so I think Tawny is a toxic ass bitch. Excuse me.
This is going to be on TikTok right here. I'm telling you right now. Keep going.
So the reason why I think she's so toxic is because she's a raging narcissist to full degree. She literally hijacks your game for the first 3 hours. And it's she's true. Always like, go here, go here, go here. And maybe I hate her because I was just cursing her out for the 3 hours. I'm like, I don't want you. Go the fuck away. I don't know I who you explore, are. God I just got it. Here to Lumia City. I want to do my own thing. Don't roll me into your advertisement. I didn't sign up for this. You're not paying me. And even what's worse, going in through the game, right, she's trying to lure you in, the tourists, into this advertisement to get free actors for her advertisement to be like, hey, my hotel, say how great it is. It's like, I haven't fucking been to your hotel. Like,
you mean a lie?
But here's the worst part of it. And I don't know if you're, do you know, I'm trying to think. Have you been to Team Rust yet? Okay, spoilers ahead for the story. You said you were okay with this.
Yeah, beforehand. I don't care. I talked it's Pokemon.
To you.
Yeah, all right, yeah.
So when you go to Team Rust, you learn that Tawny took out $100 or 100,000, whatever their currency is, for this ad, putting her hotel in debt, thinking that the advertisers would get them so much money that they'd be fine. And she ended up having like $1 million in debt. Jesus. With interest. And
the fucking Yakuza.
And guess who had to save her out of that debt?
Us, you, I'm guessing.
The main character. And guess who has to do every single mega battle? The main character. Right? But at every step of the way, she's trying to get half the credit as you are, even though you're doing all the work. And somehow, this person is like a weak-ass trainer, but she's like trying to be your equal. And it's like, I am the leader of this place. And at some point, you get invited to a tournament, and you're just like, me, I'm just like, fuck yeah, I want to do a tournament. I love that, like when games do that. But here's the thing. No, we can't do a tournament. We have to go do mega battles, even though the mega battles wait for you. And you don't get a choice what to do. Tawny's just like, this is what we're going to do. I'm the leader. Come along. And I'm like, fuck you. I don't want to do that. I want to be in the tournament. And so, like, we have this other lady who's harassing you the entire time. And Tawny's like, oh, we're not going to do it for, like, whatever reason. And I'm just like, I want to play the fucking tournament. What are you doing? And so she's harassing him, like, I'm sorry, I don't have a choice here. She never asked me my feelings. She never asked if this is okay. She just said, this is what we're doing. And then at the very end of the game, you learn that she's ranked A right with you. And you're just like, how? You sucked this entire time. I did literally everything. All step of the way. But yes, you're my equal. I guess instead of fighting this together, we will just battle each other to figure out who's going to do this. And that's the thing in this game. You have to battle people for one, for them to tell you information. You have to battle people to see who's going to battle the big monster who's waiting for you, which doesn't make sense to me. And then so we have to battle to see who's going to be on top of the tower to stop the whole city from being destroyed from whatever thing the tower is. And guess what? You beat Tawny pretty handily because she's not that great. And guess what? She's still just like, well, I'm the leader. I'm going to do it anyway. And then fucking does it. And I'm just like, you're a fucking narcissist. And everyone just enables her. It's like, oh, yep, you're the leader. You're the smart one. You know, you're the one that should be important. And I'm just like, no, I don't, like, I came to the city to do what I want. Why am I roped into this team thing? So
would you say this is like similar to like having a manager that takes credit for your work?
Basically, yes.
Michael Scott? Yeah. Tawny is Michael Scott? Maybe not quite Michael Scott levels, because Michael Scott's actually endearing in some ways.
And like, I'm sure maybe someone will counter me. She's like, oh, she's not an actual narcissist. But I'm like, she comes across that because she's so just like, let me, you know, like, I'm your equal. It, It just bothers me. The fact that like I didn't get a choice whether or not I want to do tournament or do the megas, I'm just like, stop hand holding. That's also another thing I hate about Pokemon games. So this is gonna lead me to the other point. I hate the narrative. The story. I don't want it. Michael, I don't want the story. I'm just done with it. They're not good. It's not interesting. They just handhold you the entire time. I don't want it. I just want to be dropped in a Pokemon garage, be left alone, and go through the gyms. And, like, what I want from a Pokemon game moving forward is I just want a sports game.
He's just like, I don't care about the career mode. Just fucking let me get through it.
I don't mind the career mode, but, like, I just want a sports game. You know, like, I just want to go there. Do the 8 gyms, do the ranking, go all the way through the rankings, not skip from B to F. I want to feel like an actual trainer that's not on this narrative story where we have to save the world. And I don't mind the side missions of doing that, but like, I want it to be how Gen 1, Gen 2, Gen 3 was. There was no hand holding. Boom, just here you go, son. At 10 years old.
Do you remember? Do you out. Ever liking a Pokemon game's like story or narrative? Has there been any Pokemon game like that was good?
Not one that's hold your hand. Like, there's not like one narrative where I'm just like, oh, this is such.
I don't
a
think
great
any
story.
Of them have good stories, but I think there's like, I do think it's a case of less is more, where it's like, dude, just like show me some, like let me just see, the, let me do storytelling through the world. I've been like, there's this ancient Pokemon, or I can just ground on Kyogre. Yep, they like control the earth and water. We're just they if they go ape shit, we'll fuck shit up. Okay, that's all I need.
Like
that's pretty interesting.
I wish this game would have just dropped me off in the middle of Lumio City. Let me go from, you know, rank Z all the way to rank A. You know, I battle everyone else. You know, I could maybe learn about, you know, the trainers I'm meeting, a little bit of their backstory. But it's just a grind system all the way to the top. And once you get to A, you're like, you did it. Maybe there's some side missions where you have to, you know, there's story parts. But I'm like, I just want a sports game.
I think I want it
to be in my own head.
I think what they should do, and I realize this because I'm a huge narrative story guy. That's like what usually draws me.
Pokemon, I love it too.
And I was going to say, I know you are too. I think more games should be like Hades. I don't know if you've played that game yet.
Not yet.
Okay, so I think you would love it because there is a story, but it's super, like, it's super short. Like, you talk to characters, you get, like, maybe, like, three lines of dialogue between them. It'll be like, hey, let's talk about this thing. Okay, I'm out of here. Like, that's how I think Pokemon should be. Like, give me, like, less is more. Like, it doesn't need to be, like, a long, like, 3-minute cutscene. You're not good at these. Just make it a short little, like, what was good about those old games? Is like a cutscene that happened was like 3 seconds long. It was, oh, fucking my rival showed up. I'm gonna beat his fucking ass, and then he's gonna say some, talk some shit and get out of here. Oh, the bad guy showed up. I'm gonna beat his ass, and then he's gonna talk some shit and get out of here. Oh, I have to go to this area. But it's like usually like it was like three pages. It was like three like button clicks to the next story beat.
Dude, I just want the, like, Gen 1, where you're like, you click and you talk and you get the story from the world, right?
Yep.
You get the story through it. It's not like hand-fisted, and I feel like I'm playing through the finale now. I tried to finish it, but I couldn't because it's this long narrative, and like literally where you're at the end where like the big something happened and like the world is like shaped differently. No, instead of trying to find your way to the end, they make a path for you, and it's so just like going down a hallway and like every like little bit down, oh, you take a left, oh, now you have another battle, and it's just like, this is just not fun. It feels, and like the battles itself really show how the combat system isn't as smooth as it really needs to be to make these work. Like, I literally was trying to do my Alpha Dragonite, and I was trying to do a battle, but it couldn't because it got stuck on a wall. It was so big, it got stuck in the wall, and then it died. And I'm like, great, now I got to pull out another Pokemon that doesn't have the Mega anymore because it lost it because it got stuck in a wall and it couldn't do the quick move because it got
stuck. Can you not do multiple Megas in one battle?
You can.
Oh, you can.
But
okay,
it takes,
I couldn't remember.
But it takes
time to build up the meter,
yeah. So, I'm just... like, I just don't want the story. Like, I don't care about the characters. They're not good. They're not well written. They're not voice acted either. So, like, I have to read this entire time, and it's not great.
That would help punch it up and make it a lot more, like, endearing, as if it was actually, like, you could at least, like, brain rot and just be like, all right, I'm gonna watch this. Yeah, triple shit. Ready to go. And
exactly. And, like, if the story was better, I would love it. I don't mind, like, a Pokemon narrative game that's, like, the same quality of, like, Last of Us, or, like, even a tier below that. Like, I would fucking love it. I would enjoy it. But I'm like, that's not what we play Pokemon for. We play it for the mechanics. We play it for, you know, the fantasy of, like, you know, living through our childhood dream of controlling monsters and, you know, getting better as a trainer. Like, I want to live through that. I don't need much. I don't need a story. Just drop me in a world. Let me do my thing. And, like, if you need a tutorial, you could do that for those who want
it. Just make it, like, literally just make it, like, you could even make some shit in the game, be like, your dad was a great trainer. Do you know how to catch Pokemon and blah, blah, blah? And, like, just make the default option no, and then down one, yes. Anybody that's, like, actually reading it will be like, and then you just make it accessible through a good, like, hey, if you need a tutorial, just go over to, like, the Pokemon Center and hit this thing, boom. There's, like, ways around. Games have been doing this for a long time. The Game Freak is, like, still back in, like, late 2000s tutorial levels.
Before I move on to, like, future games that I want, because I haven't really, I have thoughts on it. I know what the rumor, or we talked a little bit about the leaks. All right, let's talk about the ranking. How we went from rank V to rank F. And yes, that's spoilers, that happens. If you're excited to go through every single letter, you don't. Your favorite letter is J, you're not getting it, all right?
Or if your favorite letter is M,
you're not getting it. Yeah, if your favorite letter is S, you ain't getting it. Congratulations to those whose favorite letter is V. You
so here's what I think they should have done that would have worked just as effectively. They should have kept all the letters, could have ranked up. But instead of tying, what they did, I think, is they tied the rank system to the story, and they should have tied the story to the ranking system. I think I'm getting that right. So, like, make it so you can rank up multiple times in one night. And be like, oh, when you get to X, boom, that triggers this plot thing. Okay, the next time, you can rank up from... Because in the ranked battles online, you can literally shoot up, like, three letters at once.
Or you could just choose, like, who you battle, too. Like, oh, maybe you choose, you know, three ranks higher than you because you think you're there yet.
Yeah.
Right?
There's ways they could have gotten around it.
Also, the rank system makes no sense to me.
It's just so fucking illogical. Like...
I don't think there is a logical sense to it. Because I'm like, okay, these two traders, they fight in a promotion rank, and then they move up. But, like, how many are in rank A? How many are in rank B? How many in rank C? Because the whole time they're like, we're going to make it to rank
A. Jake. You're asking too many questions here.
No.
You have to turn your brain off.
I don't want to turn my... I want this to make just sense. Like, I don't think this is hard. I mean, just make it a sports game that makes sense. I don't need... You could, like,
tournament style would make the most sense in this case. Like,
there is a tournament in there. That's awesome.
Well, I'm saying, like, for the whole, like, system, though, be like, hey, they could still kept the night battling thing and still have promotions. And I don't know.
Also, wild areas are fucking crazy. Like, I think,
how do you feel about them?
Sometimes I don't mind them, but sometimes I kind of hate it. Simply because, like, I miss the feeling of just kind of, like, going to the wild and, like, battling one Pokemon at a time and kind of, like, you know, it's more relaxing. Whereas, like, you go to Wild Zone 17, 18, and you have, like, all these alphas or these the higher level Pokemon just, like, trying to absolutely destroy you. And you're just like,
dude, I had that in the early ones of, like, I think it's 8 where there's, like, a bunch of, like, just out of nowhere, there's a thousand Drillbers and, like, Numbles that just, like, you walk in and they're like,
like, it's a FM battle. And I'm just like, okay, this
just
is.
I just want to catch you guys so I can get my fucking Moogle's research done, you fucks.
It also just feels cramped. I think that's unbelievable.
I think that's what fucks up the Wild Zone areas. Exactly what you said there, because there's the whole, like, oh, you can hide from them. Where? In the one fucking bush in this area?
I hate the hiding thing, because, like, you can hide from trainers and attack. One, I'm like, that feels sleazy. But two...
honestly, I do kind of love that, where you're just like, oh, what the fuck that dude up. And I'm saying, I don't think this... If you just had, like, a Dragonite or whatever, you'd be like, yeah, use Dragomedia. Like, that's fucker over there.
But, like, you know what I mean? You know how many times like my Pokemon gets caught on a random object and then they turn around like, aha, I surprised you. I'm like, no, you didn't. I was trying to get you.
I've had it happen so many times. That's so interesting. I wonder if it has something to do with the Pokemon. You know what I mean? Like specific.
Especially when you're like the higher up rankings and you're trying to like get like a 40,000 points in like one night, and I did it, but like you have like these tickets, so you need like specific things, like, oh, you need this specific sneak up with this specific move.
See, I kind of like that. I just think it could be honed better.
It would be dope if, you know, I could sneak up, but it's like this broad hall alleyway, and you're just like, all right, sneak, and then they just turn around and like, aha, I surprise you. I'm like, no, you didn't. I've been watching you this entire time.
I have a theory. Mm-hmm. Kind of like, I think this is going to lead into what we wanted to discuss next about the series as a whole, like going forward. Well, first off, I want to say this before we go any further. Sorry, my throat. I'm like wheezing. I think people are shitting on this game. They're like, oh, it's being the world they said. Oh, it's not good. And it's like, yeah, the graphics aren't good, but I can tell you this. I've been playing Pokemon games my entire life, and the last few years and last few generations have been rough. Yeah. This is the first time in a while where I've been like, oh, there's a little bit more polish on this. There's a little bit. There's not a lot. It's not perfect, but you're actually seeing a little bit more thought, a little bit more care go into like the world, and like it's not jank. Like Scarlet and Violet, like the battles in that game are jank as fuck. You're on a hill,
yeah,
and your Pokemon's like sliding down as you're attacking. This game.
Yeah,
it's like they accounted for, okay, these Pokemon, they're in these spaces. We have to make sure when battles happen, they're in a space that they can do that. Sometimes you get weird shit. But even considering that you're literally on top of buildings fighting shit, I haven't had a lot of stuff fall off the building. Which, given the like, I've had it happen once or twice, but not substantially. Not to the point where I was like, oh my god, I don't want to fucking be up here. Whereas, like, Scarlet and Violet, it just looks... It looks like shit, is my opinion. It literally looks like, how the fuck did you guys not think about this?
Lumio City is a lot more fun to explore. Just because, like, I think I didn't realize the roofs were going to be such a huge factor. Because I really do love, like, the two-level system of, like, it's kind of like Tears of the Kingdom in a sense, where, like, you go up in the roof, it's like, oh, it's a whole different like area, and I'm like, oh, where's this Pokemon? It's not in the wild area. It's like, you go on the roof.
Yeah, you gotta do some search. That is the cool part, is you're like, oh, there, I know, it says I have one more fucking missing from here. Where is it?
I will say though, like, the fact that there's nothing outside of Lumio City, you know, like, I like the train station because that felt real, like that, like, entry scene where you can see like the countryside. I'm like, that looks dope, like that looks cool because you see Pokemon.
On a side note, did you try to leave the city?
Yeah,
I laughed. I actually burst out laughing, and it's like, you're like, yes, yes, yes. Okay, you board the train. Oh, I woke up. What the fuck? I guess I imagined. So, anyways, but yes, I agree with you. It's like, oh man, like. So I think
I wish they would open up the outside.
I do. I wonder what. I really want to know what the DLC is going to be. It's got to be maybe a new area, at least.
Hope.
I think my buddy and I kind of theorized that it might have an Alola DLC, and that would be so sick. It just has the vibes. It looks like some shit you would see going to Alola. I don't know. Maybe, and it would be totally out of left field. We're not getting you to Ultra Alola Beast. Because they hate black and white. But, yeah, anyways. Now, here's what I think, though, going forward. Here's my theory.
Okay.
I think... God, I hope I'm right about this. I really think... So this ties into the leaks. If you know, you know. If you don't want to know about the leaks, I don't know. We're probably going to get into them.
More spoilers ahead, maybe.
Yeah. I'm assuming we're going to get pretty deep into them. I think the next game, which appears to be Legends Galar, I think is going to be combining Arceus and Z&A. I think they have the two components they needed.
Mm-hmm.
They have the capturing mechanic of Arceus,
yeah,
and the battling mechanics of Z&A, and I hope that they bring the two ideas together into Galar, because you'd have big open areas. Mm-hmm. Galar's known for battling. It's like, literally, they're fucking obsessed with it over there. They're like, let's fucking go.
And then they chant.
Yeah, maybe we'll get to see that. How I feel like you would freak if like they do have Galar and they bring him back.
It's the best part of Sword and Shield is being in the stadium, the tournament mode at the end. I hate that they didn't have like the gym music, because the gym music just, it's fun. The chanting, the soccer. I like the sports game aspect of it, like, because that's what Pokemon is. It's a sport. At the end of the day, it's what I want.
I hope that's kind of where they're going. I feel like Legends is truly them experimenting. Somebody said it, somebody, I think it was IGN, or one of the other gaming journalists said it better, and I totally agree with it. And it's like, Legends ZA shows again that the Legends series games are where Game Freak has its most creative and unique ideas. And I 100% agree.
Yes.
I just want to see that combination between ZA and Arceus.
Mm-hmm.
And you have a, because if you had like the, if I had the exploration and catching of ZA, or sorry, of Arceus, and then could also simultaneously turn around and have these fucking cool ass battles from ZA, it would be my dream Pokemon game. I'd like to, I don't want anything else.
I don't want Galar though.
Yeah, Galar was when I was like, really? That's where we're going?
I don't want Galar. I want Kanto Johto.
But that's Seed, baby. So this, okay, we're getting deep into this.
Okay. Can I tell you what I want before we get into the details? Because, like, so I want a 2D Pokemon game again. I want sprites, and I want this to be turn-based.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I want them to keep the turn-based, and I want them to keep with the old formats in a 2D space with really sick-ass pixel art with, like, more new nuance, more like you could make a sprite game look so gorgeous, right? I want that like either a new region or like let's take X and Y, let's take Sword and Shield, let's take Paldea, make that into a 2D game, or make a whole new region. I just want a really gorgeous modern day 2D game. I want that in one of the spaces, right? Then I want a 3D game that takes what Legends did and just make it better. Make the catching more exciting. Make the battles in the 3D animation. Utilize 3D the way it's meant to be utilized, which this game does. It just doesn't do as well. Go to different locations. Like, make me the Breath of the Wild game. Not necessarily the idea of Breath of the Wild. Like, actually execute a Breath of the Wild game with Pokemon. And take away the narrative aspect of it. And if you want to make a narrative game, make a really good narrative game. Like, I want them to bring quality back to Pokemon.
I think
the quality that made them great to begin with.
Mm-hmm. I do think, well, there's a couple, there's a problem there, and I think there's a solution there that you kind of presented.
Mm-hmm.
The problem with Pokemon is that it's too multimedia. That is the number one issue they need. Mm-hmm. They have the TCG. They have the merchandise. They have... God, I don't know what the hell.
They have Pocket.
They have so much shit. There's like
Pokemon TCG, Go.
They have Pokemon Go. What they need to do, and I just don't see it happening, because
anime money, as well.
The anime as well is a big component.
Mm-hmm.
They need to slow down. They need to just say, you know what, we're going to take a few years. You're going to rehash some shit. You're going to have, like, in the anime, you could literally just be like, hey, just bring the, because there's a new, I haven't watched a new one at all. I don't know if you've watched that at all.
No. I'm like, also, slowly with the kids watching the old anime, and I watched most of it.
Have you seen the last battle of, like, before the new generation, like, the last episode of, like, the Pokemon we knew with Ash? Because the new generation is not Ash.
I've watched, like, that, a lot of that tournament, but I'm, saving it until we get there.
Okay.
I will say, Pokemon Sun and Moon, the first season, the intro song does not feel like a Pokemon song, but I fucking love it. It's like my favorite jam. And as soon as they switched it to the second season, I was like, ah, oh, you ruined it. Actually, I like that series. I liked it more than I thought I would.
That's interesting. But anyways, we got way off topic there.
Yes.
I think the problem is like they have too much spread out, and they need to just say, you know what, to preserve the brand integrity, we need to take not a pause, because you can't pause the money machine. It's just not going to fucking happen. But there's ways they can get around that. They have so much content. They can literally just be like, Like, if I'm the TCG, I'm like, okay, we know they're going to take a few more years to make these next few games. Here's what we're going to do. We're going to plan this out. We're going to bring back. We're going to have an era where we, because I don't know if you, how much you played the TCG growing up, but I remember there was this really cool era where they're like,
a little bit.
Where they're like, oh yeah, you're going to have like, I forget what they called it, but it was, there was like an era where they had like the Pokemon that had different typings. So like, there was like a poison Quagsire, but it wasn't Clodsire, obviously, but they like, they changed, or Psychic or whatever. Like they did some weird shit like there. So that, boom, that helps bump out. And that's all you have to do with TCGs, introduce new mechanics, and you can,
yeah,
you can bring back old ones and just revamp them, whatever, new art style. Like, you don't have to really think too hard about that.
I'm not a fan of the TCG world right now. I
hate
that I can't
TCG.
I hate that I can't buy one packet at, like, when I go to a store and I'm like, oh, maybe I'll buy a packet for my kids, and they're gone because of steppers. I hate it. I'm just like, I don't want this to be a money making business. I want this to be a feel good business.
I don't disagree with you. But I think, and then the anime, it's just like, yeah, okay, we're going to have the characters. Here's what they all, okay, the thing they're not
utilizing.
They try
to match it all together.
Yeah, they're not, what they should do is, like, utilize something like Pokemon Go and drip feed, like, one or two designs a year. Then you can just build around that. That's all you fucking, that's literally all you have
Malmetal.
To do to build up hype.
Malmetal.
Malmetal, yeah, that was fucking sick. We were like, what? And, like, they haven't done that. And I'm like, that's such an easy thing. And I got really excited. I was like, I like that. Yeah. Little hexagon folk. Like, it was sick. Mm-hmm. And there's ways they can get around it. Introduce a Mega. Like, it's like you could introduce, like, three Pokemon a year. You're still building. You can add. Then, boom, you got more merchandise. And people, like, and because it's unique to this one thing, it helps build up hype. There's ways they can get around it. They're just not. They tie too much of their identity with a new generation, and they need to say, okay, we have a strong brand. We just have to add some like more regionals. Go ahead.
After Generation 10, can you really do that without being like, you know, like once you hit 10, I'm like, can you really go any further without it just being like another rehash? Because I don't really think you can.
See,
and like I say, and I could say that for any number before 10, but I'm like 10 just seems like the cutoff point where like you already have 1,000 Pokemon, right? You have now a 10th area. How many more do you really need while you're just rehashing kind of the same stuff?
I think this is, there's ways to refresh things and make them feel new. Like that's, it's kind of, it's like, it is like Mega
Arceus.
Evolution in a lot of ways. Like Arceus is
Arceus.
Really cool.
ZA. Like, they both did that in a really well way, which is why we like it. It's like, okay, we've been here before, but it's like, we've never seen it like this.
They added 26 new Pokemon to this game with Mega, just not Megas. And the game sold $1.5 million, like a million copies or something like that. I could be wrong on that. Maybe I might be actually completely wrong on that, but I thought that's what I read.
You feel guilty at all?
For buying it?
I feel slightly guilty because I'm like, I hate what Nintendo did. But I'm also just like, I just want to play Pokemon.
I don't blame it.
It's
Game Freak, it's the Pokemon company, not Nintendo, is the thing. And like they're only like a 30%.
Okay, like, I blame the old three.
Yes, it's there's a lot of shit. I think what I do think they should. So, anyways, that ties into my thing. Is this game alone, all it did was 26 new Mega Evolutions. That's it. They weren't even new Pokemon. They're new Mega Evolutions. They're literally their existing IP. They just punch up a little bit more. And people are like, fuck yes. We love this mechanic. We'll happily play this more.
Yeah.
That's all they have to do. And I think that ties into it. I don't think that...
Different regionals, too.
Yeah, different regionals. There's ways you can get around this. You don't have to make brand new generations. You could have like these little like halfway point games that buy you a ton of time to really refresh. People will be talking about this game for a while. Like Arceus was extremely like popular. I feel like there's way more... I feel like for the people that have played them, there's way more excitement about the Legend series than the Core series at this point. I'm not that interested in it. Yeah, because it was like, oh shit, this is what I wanted when I was a kid.
I'm just going to run around and catch Pokemon. Like, you're living the dream.
And that's like one thing I do hope they do introduce into the mainline. I hope we eventually see a lot of the mechanics of Legends just come into the mainline.
Yeah.
Battling is going to be the one that they get the most resistance on.
They should change it.
I think it shows. It fits better. Unless you're going to go back to 2D, and I don't think they will. So this is what I was going to say
before. But I agree.
They're never going to go back to 2D, even though it probably would benefit them to do that. And they could make much more expansive worlds now with how much space and time they have and whatever, whatever. But I think...
You could literally make a new Johto and Kanto game. And like,
so how you do you... Did you hear... What I think we might have talked about this before the pod. Did you hear what with Legends?
Seeds, right?
No, or, well, with Seed, we'll get to that. But it wasn't supposed to be ZA. It was supposed to be Legends Johto. How do you feel about that?
I love Johto. Well, I love Souls. I love like Heart and Gold and Silver Crystal. Yep. I like that era. That's like, you know, probably the era that I love the most. To me, that's like nearly peak Pokemon for my childhood. Heart Gold, Soul Silver is good replication of it. I love the fact that you can go to two different regions, and I love that aspect of it. And I'm like, I want that. I want the 3D world of Kanto and Johto, but the old game. Like, I want to play this game where you can, like, you know, go past the evolutions from the first gen, and you can get like the fourth gen evolutions, and you can play, you can replay this game, or you can pick your city where you choose from, and you, there's a level scale system, and like, to me, this just feels really fun. You can refresh everything, refresh the story, you know, you can tell the Team Rocket story, you can go more deep with it, and you can, you know, have a sequel where you start in Johto. Like, to me, I'm like, you could make these games, but remake them in a 3D space that just makes it more exciting. Like, hey, remember, you know, as a kid, you thought about this world in a 2D space. You imagine what it'd be like a 3D space. Well, now we can live that dream.
I'm like, so, that's what I want. How do you feel about then? From what we talked about, how do you feel about Pokemon Seeds? So, for those that aren't in the know, we're pretty deep into the spoiler territory.
Yes,
but there's a leak. We won't post anything. I think. I mean, this is Jake's show, not mine, but. Obviously, you have to kind of find the stuff on your own because Nintendo Ninja lawyers are all over this shit like flies on a Mississippi mud pie. I don't know. I'm making some shit up. Anyways, but one of the games they have that has been leaked with this giant Terra leak is the existence of a game called Pokemon Seed. Now, this is early production. There's nothing guaranteed. It could get canceled just as easily as it's been confirmed.
Yes.
It's still very early. But what me and Jake were talking about it, and what it is essentially looks to be a remake of Gens 1 through 4, all one world map. So you can go from Kanto to Johto to Hoenn to Sinnoh. And I think Kitakami is also mentioned in there from the Teal Mask DLC from Sword and Shield. And it, God, that would be my dream. That would be so incredible. But the only thing I'm worried about is, do you trust a Game Freak to do it? And that is where I'm like,
ugh. We already have Pokemon MMO. Because it's also was like, I've seen that was rumored as a MMO.
So I think, oh, I was going to mention this to you before the stream. I don't, so when I was rereading it and I was seeing people online, it's not necessarily that it'll be an MMO. It's just going to, it sounds like it'll be like Scarlet and Violet or Sword and Shield where people drop in and out of the world. But not like a monthly subscription thing, which I'm fine with. I just want it to be a standalone game. Like, just let me fucking buy it. Play it if I want to play it solo, or if I want to have, like, hang out with my friends again, but I'm not like obligated.
Again, like, I feel like this is just like their version of Pokemon MMO. That's what it sounds like.
It's so funny because like some of these things have existed on the internet for so long. Like Pokemon MMO, Pokemon Showdown. What are they now? We have Pokemon Seed coming out, and then Champions, which I'm really excited about actually, but. It's so funny that Nintendo's like, or Game Freak and the Pokemon Company, like, people are already doing this, and like, they love it. They eat this shit up.
Pokemon with guns and fort building.
Oh my god. They power world. So,
with their copyright, which I hate, by the way. I really hate.
I don't think it's going to. It's too vague. There are other games that Final Fantasy had their own, like, Pokemon ripoff. So many games have done. Shin Megami Tensei is basically that.
Digimon, too. Like, I agree with you. I don't think it's going to stick. I don't see how. It's just, I hate the fact that they're trying. To me, it's just like.
It's because they're pissed at the Pal World and they don't have enough legal. I'm guarantee that it's
make
too,
better games. Then it wouldn't be a thing.
Yeah, I don't. Do I think it's right that people do that shit? Not, you know, not necessarily.
Like, but Pal World just basically showed the world that Pokemon games could be easily done. Like, they're an indie franchise that kind of, you know, show the world that, hey, Pokemon could be a lot better.
Yeah,
and they're not doing it. They're not making a game that is high quality. And that's,
now, what I would counter with, I think we're starting to see that mindset change with this game. Is it perfect? No. But this is the first time, like I said, the first time in a while where I've seen them actually have a little bit more polish into things. The last really, I feel like, polished Pokemon game was Sun and Moon. From what I remember, it's been years since I played it, so somebody might crucify me in the comments for that. But it was the last time where I felt like,
I mean, it's on the 3DS. Maybe it's polished for a 3DS.
That's what it's not perfect, but for a handheld game, it's decent.
I would say Heart Gold, Soul Silver seems like the most polished. Or
I would so that what I'd say Black is like the peak too. Gameplay and like design and everything. I would agree with that. I'm just saying polish is in like, there's considerations with the gameplay. The world looked crisp and alive and like didn't look like poop or look like it just not.
I don't know. I got to replay it.
From what I remember like, playing about it, like I remember, like I distinctly remember, like this is so stupid, but like the grass alone, like there being some physics to it and like the light, the way the light hit it. And that was the last game I remember being really excited about too, because I remember that was the first game with regionals and I was like, holy shit, this is so cool. I can't believe they're doing this. And like, this ties into our discussion before. That's what they need to do. You don't have to make 300 more Pokemon. You have 1,000 of them. Just make a shitload of regionals and people will be like, I'm in, dude. Like, that's literally all you have to do. Go Gen 1, take like 20 from Gen 1, 20 from Gen 2, 20, like, you've got, how is it? Are we in Gen 9 now or Gen 8? We're Gen 9.
Gen X, it would be Gen 10 would be next.
Yep. So you've got 100. So if you took 20 from each generation, you have 180 180 that some could have evolutions, and you could make that like a spin-off game, or you don't even have to. You clearly don't even have to do that many. You could do a game where there's 40 of them, and you just set it back in time. Arceus, which we saw, because I think there was only like one new Pokemon. That's literally all you have to do. It's not that hard. Like, I mean, it's not that hard in like conceptual thing. You don't have to make a whole new generation. You can reuse previous assets. I feel like we're starting to see some people in Game Freak be like, we have all this shit. Why don't we just use it? Like, I don't want to have to design a whole new fucking area. Let's just literally reuse what we have and just make it better. Like, Galar or Sinnoh? Okay. We know what it generally looks like as a map. We just have to make it 3D. Okay, take a top down of the picture. Okay, so we'll have a big plainsy area here, mountain area here, this over here. We have the legendaries. We'll just give them some new forms. Throw in a couple Hisuian forms. We literally have the designs.
And just make it polish.
Yeah, like, that's it.
Again, you take a sports like level to it where you don't do much of a story. You just throw people in, do the gyms, have it be tournament based, have it for the world, you know, just polish up the graphics, polish up everything. You have the Switch 2 now that has the processing power. There's so many different ways.
I'll argue that it's never been a processing power for them. It's been strictly a development. And like, because if you play something like Breath of the Wild or Xenoblade, you're like, this system has plenty of juice behind it.
I'm just saying they have no excuse.
Yes, that I will agree with. They absolutely have no.
They don't have any. They don't have it. They no longer have an excuse to not make like a game that looks polished in design. And ZA, for all the things that we are giving it praise for, the buildings are absolutely atrocious.
Yes,
some of the design is just awful.
And yes.
So that's where I go with my original point. If you want to hate this game, there's a lot to hate on. Yeah. I agree with that. It's just, I still enjoyed it. I can enjoy mediocre game design. And like, I'm not going to say this game is mediocre. I think this game does a lot of things well. If we can get to the rating of it now, I think, because we haven't talked that yet. I think I'd give it like a 3+. I think it's a good game that's, you know, some parts I'm like, as a Pokemon fan, I'm like, I want to call it great, but I can't really get there because there's just a lot of flaws in its concept, but it's fresh. It's exciting. It's new. It gets me wanting more Pokemon.
What would you
rate? It gets me back into it.
Okay. So I think we have to, we have to get some reference here. Cause what would you rate Scarlet and Violet?
Like a 3-.
I would get like a 2-. It's so bad. I literally can't. There's almost nothing about it that I actually would want to keep for.
I think it's like it improved upon Sword and Shield, which I think Sword and Shield is like a 2+.
See, I feel like Sword and Shield was better. Maybe because I played it with the DLC, I feel like Sword and Shield was much better as a game for me personally, where I'm like, yeah, it didn't have a whole huge open world area, but the areas that I think were that I really remember liking were like the fairy forest. That was like probably one of my most favorite. Oh, yeah, the fairy
forest was cool.
That's probably
the fact that it's just a straight line.
I don't. It's been so long since I played it. Or like the island of armor.
Path.
Is it really? That's so funny. That's better. But it just like some of the shit, like some of the stuff that did in that game was so cool. And that's where I kind of do think that like you are right. Where maybe, I wouldn't say 2D games, but they should have their main title games stick to more of the corridor kind of classic Pokemon vibes. Not a lot of exploration. I mean, there is some, but it's limited. I
love exploration.
But I think you can do exploration and have stuff still be very. I shouldn't say exploration. Keep the exploration, get rid of the open world part of it. That I'm okay with. I will happily take a curated exploring area, like area to explore. That is a bunch of stuff to see and do over an open world one. You know what I mean? Like they've just shown like they're not very good at open world design.
Nah, I think they could do open world. They're not wanting to go that extra mile.
They don't want to go. They don't want to go the extra step. But I think Lumiose. Hear me out. I think Lumiose shows exactly what I mean. Smaller world, but I feel like I'm always finding stuff to do. Like I'm like, there's a nice gameplay loop. Like, oh hey, to keep adding that inside quest, so you're constantly like, oh, I'm gonna go.
It doesn't have to be a giant open world. It needs to just be a solid, well designed open world. You can't just have an open world to have it be open. That's boring.
Yes, absolutely.
We want a world that feels lived in. We want a world that makes sense. We want a world that like is believable. Because like in the things with the 2D games. The representation of the towns being super small, you're okay with because you know it's representations, right?
Yep.
You can imagine it being a bigger city. You can imagine, whereas like the 3D games, you can't really do that. You're like, this is
it just
the
looks
world
shitty
that I'm
if
in.
You don't do it like right, kind of thing.
Yeah.
So, with that being said, okay, so backtracking to the rankings, what is your favorite? Think about your favorite Pokemon game. What would you give that for a rating?
Like Heart Gold, Soul Silver type of game.
Sure, yeah, if that is what you would say is like your peak
like
of like
4+.
Okay. So that I just want to add like some reference here because Arceus
would be like a 4 for me. Like I think
that's
a great game.
Okay, so you would say ZA is not as good as Arceus.
What Arceus?
Man,
does,
I'm just like.
So here's the thing. What Arceus does well, like the catchy mechanics is just fun. I constantly find myself going back just trying to catch shinies because catching shinies is just fun in that game. ZA is new. It's refreshing. It's a lot of dopamine. It makes me feel like I'm playing, like I'm in the Pokemon world, and it gives me something that I just haven't had before. But I think there's a lot of flaws with it. I don't know once I'm done playing with it if I want to go back to the same as going back to Arceus, whereas like I just enjoy being out in the wild and throwing balls and catching and slowly ranking up the systems, whereas like this game maybe I like it. I don't know. I haven't got to the end where I'm just catching Pokemon.
I don't know how much of a post game there is either. That's the other thing is I can't say. I think that would also determine.
And we're still with the DLC too.
The DLC could be a huge component that ends up being like, okay, without the DLC, it's a solid 3 game. With the DLC, it's a 4+. Or what? I don't know. So I think I would say, because I want to get some reference here. I think that's important. Arceus probably is a 4 for me because it was just so exciting. Yeah, the graphics suck ass. I'm not going to defend any of that. But they,
I don't
was,
think
like,
it's terrible.
I'll say the graphics were not great, but for what it made up in graphics, like looking amazing and like not having like repeated patterns and stuff like that, it actually had a unique art style. It had that watercolor style that I really liked that ZA just kind of abandoned. Like I think they should have done something. So I think that's what pushes it up to a 4 because what it makes up for maybe in substance.
I have one more thing I want to talk about ZA.
Oh, okay. So I think I would... I would say three plus for me, because I really, and this is me like halfway through the game, I could change my mind. If there's not much of a post game, it probably drops down to a three for me, but I also really like the ranked battles a lot. Like, they're really fun.
It's fun. They are fun.
And it's the first time I've actually been like, fuck yeah, I want to hop on and do some online battles.
You're going to get into more of the story mode. I did a lot of the side missions. Like, I tried to do every side mission before every, like, story mission. Then I got to the point where, like, we were going to do a podcast. I'm like, okay, I'm going to skip through some of the side missions. But there's some, like, cool stuff, some simple stuff. The part that I want to talk about, though, is character design. I don't know if this is a French thing, if this is a Kalos thing, but I'm trying not to be misogynistic when I say this, but every clothing item is so feminine in that game. And I don't
it's a French thing.
It probably is. It probably is. And I say this not saying it's a bad thing that there's a lot of feminine options. You know, I'm fine with that.
I can't find any like cool like dude fits. Like, no diss. The people that want it.
That's where I'm at.
I walk in. Oh, it's another dress and skirt place. I can't. There's nothing here for my character. How I want to dress them.
Like, there's nothing that like feels like for my character. I'm trying to go with, like, a black blue design. Like, that's me to a T, or like a blue orange design. Don't involve me colors or blue. There's a little bit of blue and yellow, but there's like the customization. I'm like, it's just more feminine looking. And again, nothing wrong with the fact there's a lot of feminine options. It's just there's not a lot of like more masculine options or more things in my style. And, you know, it's just one of those, like, I wanted to design my character, so I keep going to different shops. And I'm like, okay, I just got to deal with the fact that my character is going to look a little bit feminine in a different ways. Nothing wrong with it. But I'm like, it's just odd for me.
Yeah, I know what you
mean. Nothing wrong with it, but odd.
It's
So that's like my little bit of grievance when I'm like, because it's weird because like it's more feminine to design your character that way. Like the idea of like designing characters is, I would feel
dude, like I love like I love like customization like that. Like, give me that drip, dude. Like Naveen, I love his design. Like, it's very busy, but I dig it. And I wish there was more options like that for the male characters.
Or like there was more like, you know, those leather jackets with like the Pokemon on the back. There was like two or three. I'm like, this is dope, but like there's none of the Pokemon that I have on my team. Like, give me a Pyro jacket. Give me a Magnesium jacket. Give me a Greninja jacket. That would be
so type.
Like, Greninja's like the color style that I'm going for. So
see, this is where like you almost wish you were, like, because I was debating playing with a female character just to mix it up, and I kind of wish I had now, because then I would have had way more fucking options, because girl characters can wear whatever they want and it doesn't matter.
Yeah,
and it doesn't, I guess technically it doesn't matter
like males either, but like it's
but just, like it's just not it's the not, style I'm going for like a like just like a not chill style. Teenage dude. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, it's just a chill. I went with like the sunglasses. They didn't have like really a lot of cool like hats. They didn't have the hat that I usually wear, which is like Red's, an alternate version of Red's hat.
I haven't seen any of the kind of the classic mainstays in this one. Usually they have like some kind of reference to them.
I wanted some like more classic Pokemon look, and it's more French, more Kalos, which is again makes sense. It feels real to that world. But I'm like, man, there's just. Okay, I get the. There's a lot of tank top options for my character, but there's not a lot of like masculine jackets or you know, like hoodies. Like, I just want to wear a freaking hoodie. Like, that's something that I would wear in that world. I don't know.
Yeah, I feel you.
So that's my last little gripe. We're a lot long, or we went a lot longer than our anticipated time. Michael, any lasting thoughts for Pokemon Legends CA?
I need to beat this game.
So I don't know why they call it ZA.
Yeah, the title's not great. Not great. They should have just called it Zygarde. Just like, I think that's a cool thing. It's like just title. Pokemon Legends Z.
There you go. Like, when they said Pokemon Legends Z, like before they dropped the A, it's like, that's a cool name. Yeah. When they dropped the A, it's like,
why? It's literally the Ryan Reynolds ZA? Meme of like, yeah, Pete Legends Z. Dude, hand me the za. All right.
So, yeah. But yeah, all right. Thank you, Pixel Loose, Michael Schumer.
Thanks for having me. This is your host,
Jake Sherbing, signing off.
Thanks, guys.